Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It is your favorite healing and self-mastery coach. My name is Misha. If you're new here, welcome. We talk about feelings, understanding our feelings, mastering our feelings to be the best versions of ourselves. If you guys would like to book a personal one-on-one session with me for healing and self-mastery work, you can email me booking@feelswithmisha.com. For those of you that are new here, I have been on a journey to self-mastery since I went through a spiritual awakening in 2013, maybe 13, 14. And that's like 10 years ago. And so much changes in 10 years. I mean, so much changes in a year even. And the great thing about this podcast is that you can go all the way back to episode one, Feels with Mish, and you can hear the transition that I go through. A lot of you are returning to my podcast and you've been on this journey with me, and some of you are new here and you're just starting your healing and self-mastery journey. And you need to be so proud that you are even investing in yourself by taking the time to focus on things that are going to help you become a better version of yourself, help you along your healing and self-mastery journey. You know, so many people in this world don't choose to do that. They just stay stagnant. I want to talk about the spiritual healing trap because I was in that spiritual healing loop and karmic cycle. We call it a karmic cycle in the spiritual community, of just continuous, never-ending healing. And I remember when I first started to wake up spiritually, because I was just so sick and tired of my life. I was so exhausted of the feeling, this fake life that I wasn't even happy with. And you see, we then like manifest this big catalyst moment that will just leave us feeling helpless and hopeless. And from there, we start searching and looking for answers. And that's what led me to discovering this spiritual awakening. And through that spiritual awakening, there's been years of self-reflection, years of deep diving and healing and understanding myself and the world that we live in, you know, to the best of my capacity, obviously, you know. And this idea that we are never fully healed. We're just always healing. I mean, it makes sense because we're always evolving. We will forever be evolving. There's never an end to this evolution. And when you wake up and you discover these things, this tarot cards, this crystals, this moon cycles and twin flame journey, you get so obsessed with it because you are still seeking something outside of yourself. Maybe you found this video or this message and it is necessary for you to hear this because you are just forever in this karmic loop of listening to tarot, doing these energy healings, playing into the moon cycles. And I do believe that the moon cycles, you know, affect us in some type of way, but it used to really impact me negatively or positively, right? There was always an extreme happening in my life. And it's because I was so focused on the external for the validation and for the answers and for what is going on. What is the next thing? What is the energy telling me? What are these people telling me about the energy and the moon cycles and even the tarot? And I'm not here to shame any of you guys if you feel and you resonate with these things. That's your journey. That's you, right? So I'm not here to downplay any of this or here to talk down on you at all. I just want to give you a different perspective and maybe help you understand how, you know, it could be holding you back. And it's because we have all the answers within us. They've always been within us. You've always had all the answers to your life. And in the spiritual healing journey, you're just constantly, constantly needing to heal something. Constantly, constantly, something outside of ourselves we give our energy to. Especially the tarot. I remember listening to the tarot, just being so addicted to it and needing to like get that dopamine hit, or needing to just bouncing around to hearing the next person tell me what I wanted to hear. And if I didn't hear what I wanted to hear, it was like, let me go hear somebody else tell me what I want to hear. And you're just constantly using that to guide you in your life. And it's very chaotic. And I was very anxious. I was a very anxious person when I listened to tarot. And when I finally decided that it wasn't beneficial to me, you know, there was such an addiction there that I had to wean myself off of it. And the minute that I really just put it down and stopped listening to it, my life changed, because I wasn't seeking those answers outside of myself. You know, waking up to law of assumption made me realize so much, because I see the old version of me that was in the spiritual healing trap, that was constantly needing healing, constantly going through something, constantly purging something, constantly needing validation, right? And you don't even realize it because it's so masked by this spiritual healing that you're doing, that it's almost like the blanket to you really going within and working through the issues that you have, which is you are still seeking answers and validation outside of yourself. Therefore, you are giving your power away. Therefore, the power is outside of yourself. And when the power is outside of yourself, you live a very chaotic experience. You know, you can get that instant gratification from the tarot, or just like being involved in a community that's always healing something. You know, you feel this sense of community, but you're never really getting to the root cause and the root problem. You're never really going within and finding out what is, you know, internal to the self, because that is a personal journey. That is one that only you will understand. It was me keeping myself in this never-ending loop of healing. And I changed that now in a space of empowerment to evolvement. I'm always evolving, you know, healing, yes, but evolving. And you put a positive spin on it. When I was in this spiritual healing trap, it was always something negative, and we're always blaming it on something outside of ourselves. We're always blaming it on our past. We're always blaming it on people and the things that have happened to us in our life. And we're doing that from a disempowered space. You see, all the answers are within us. So the more that we blame it on things outside of us, we're never really going to the root of why we feel the way we do, of why our life is the way it is, of why we are the way we are. Let me tell you, when I woke up through, you know, recognizing and understanding law of assumption and Neville Goddard and, you know, all these amazing coaches online that teach of the law of assumption, I just started to realize my place here, because those messages resonated so much more than what I had been, you know, taught any type of religion or taught in any type of spiritual journey. I could see outside of it from a different perspective and understand that all of it was coming from me. And if all of it was coming from me, then it was that I needed to change the beliefs inside of me to start seeing a change in my life. And through the spiritual trap, I was constantly and always giving my power away because I was seeking something outside of myself. The beliefs that you have are what are creating your reality. They're creating how you're showing up in the world. They're creating the thoughts that exist in your mind that are then creating the feelings. And then feelings are then creating the actions that you have and take in your life. And it's like, when you recognize that, then you don't need to go external to the self for anything. You don't need to go external to the self to have somebody tell you about yourself, or, you know, to have somebody read your energy or tell you the energy of the world, that we're the shifts that we're going into, the moon cycles, the anything. You don't need any of that, because all of it is, all the answers are within. All of the answers are inside of us. And so when I started to realize that, I started to pull away and distance myself from the spiritual community. And, you know, when I say distance, I mean, there's still stuff that pops up on my TikTok and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, that resonates, but most of it doesn't anymore, because I'm so recognizing who I am and myself and the role that I'm playing in the world and the role that I want to play in the world, not just the one that I'm playing now, the one that I want to play, that it eliminates the need for anything to tell me about myself and my life. Because the version of you and the version of myself that I desire to be is only something that I can create from myself within, right? I see through my eyes, I hear through my ears, I feel the feelings inside my physical body. Therefore, I am responsible for that. Therefore, the version of me that I want to be is responsible of that. And the more and more that we sit in the space of the never-ending healing spiritual trap and all this stuff that comes up and all this, you know, need for validation and need for instant gratification and even sometimes this need for community. I mean, some people don't realize how them involving themselves in these communities and these groups are the one thing that's holding them back the most. It's like somebody getting into a cult and their entire identity becomes that cult. And we can see that as an extreme, and we can see that clearly, right? But for the person that's involved in the cult, they can't see it. What's the difference in me involving myself in the spiritual healing? It is keeping me from my best self. It might be a more gentle way of living. It definitely isn't like cult unless you're seeing the extreme, but to some degree, it is a programming that you've accepted for yourself. It is the beliefs that you're carrying for the self that are then creating the experience you're having. And to unplug from it all is to say, I am the operant power, I'm the creator of it all, and that all of the answers exist within me. There's no tarot card reader that can tell me about my life. There's no twin flame journey that can tell me about my person and me. There's no moon cycle energy shift that can tell me who I am in the world, what I am to experience, and what I am destined to have. You see? So when I decided that's not for me, and I started to go within and recognize the beliefs that I have, I am unlovable, I'm not good enough, the, you know, things are not available to me, the money story that I held inside of me, the blocks to abundance, everything is all coming from me. It's all created in my mind. It's all the beliefs that I'm having. It's the stories that I'm telling about my life. And none of that is external to the self. It all exists inside of me. And so therefore, it eliminates the need for anything to comfort me. I am here to comfort me. I create heaven on earth. God is always guiding us, right? God is always guiding us. And if God is, the kingdom of heaven is within us, that means that God is within us. And, you know, I have a podcast from years ago. What is it? I forget. It was something about GPS and the soul and how our higher self is guiding us. And really, that's God communicating with us. And that through our feelings, we know whether something's good for us or not. And that's God speaking to us. God is within us. Do you see? Because the feeling exists within us. It's nothing that we need external to the self. And so when you finally realize this, you pull yourself away, you become responsible. Again, the last podcast that I posted, radical accountability, you become radically accountable for everything that is existing inside of you, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the everything, the action. It's all coming from you, within you. And your world is just mirroring back the story that you have inside of you. And so I see these people that I've been on this spiritual journey with for years, other content creators, and they're constantly just posting from a victim state. They're still in victim consciousness. They have not escaped the victim consciousness. Because, and I see it, and my heart goes out to them, because I'm like, do you know how powerful you are? Remember who you are. Remember who you are. You are creating all of it. You are the operant power in your life. You are so brilliant. You are so powerful. And to that being, that you are so powerful, that everything that you say, everything you feed into, all the energy you put into things manifest. Whether it is good or bad, you are always manifesting, and there is no exception to the law. And so when I see them just constantly in this cycle of healing and going through a purge, and then I see the content that they post, and, you know, it being about PTSD and sadness and, you know, really low vibrational content. And I just want to shake them awake and say, listen, yes, you've gone through PTSD in your life. Because this is even me talking to myself. Yes, Misha. Yes, little, if I can see little Misha in front of me right now. And I do this exercise with my clients. You know, we look at our little self that had the PTSD, that had the abandonment, that had the rejection, that felt these things, that were embarrassed, that were shamed, right? All these really negative emotions. We look at the little version of ourselves. I look at the little Misha who had to be a parent to her mother, and all the anxiety and trauma and PTSD that I went through because of that. And I can say to her now, in this empowered state, the one who's accountable for those feelings that I have taken on with me as a burden in my life for so long, and the version of me now that's decided to put that down, and I can say, Misha, like, that is not you anymore. That is no longer you. You are no longer burdened of your past. Your past no longer has power over you. Yes, you did experience those things in your childhood, but the version that you are today no longer has to carry this burden with you, no longer. And you can put it down, and you can heal from that. You can detach from that part of yourself to a point where it no longer has power over you. Recognizing that holding on to it and keeping it with you and continuing the story and holding the belief is continuing it, is having it play out continually in your life in this karmic loop, right? We call it a karmic loop, a karmic cycle. Why? Because it is continuous. It never ending. It's a cause and effect, right? And so therefore, if you are feeding into the story, it is then playing out, and it doesn't end until you put it down. And putting it down is changing the belief, changing the story. The story no longer exists then. And all of that is coming from within the self. All of that comes from inside of me. All of that comes from inside of you. You are the operant power. You hold the beliefs. You hold the key to your healing. And, you know, it's like the same thing. I recognize some of these artists that, like these music artists that always only make sad songs. They're always singing about heartbreak. They're always talking about a heartbreak, right? I recognize it because myself, if I showed you guys the catalog of music that I have created for the past 15, 16, 17 years of my life. I started making music when I was like 12, 13. Throughout my entire life, okay? All of the songs that I created since I was like 13 years old were sad songs. All of them. And if I showed you guys my catalog of music that I've created, they're all sad songs. They're all heartbreak. They're all not being chosen. They're all being cheated on, right? Because those songs are reflecting the belief that I'm having inside. It's what is creating. How incredible is that to have that self-reflection? That if all of the songs that I'm creating is coming from, it's being physically manifested in a song. My feelings, my thoughts, my emotions, my beliefs. And I see that that is how the story of love was for me, because that was what I was playing into. In looking back on that and not wanting to be that version anymore, all of it is manifesting physically. And so if that is the story that I'm telling, and it's even being physically manifested in my songs, then it has no other option but to show up in my reality as that story, right? Why do they say story of my life? That's the story of my life. It is, because the story is what is playing out in your world based on your thoughts, the stories, the assumptions that you're having, the beliefs, right? And so I stopped listening to sad songs altogether. When I hear a sad song, well, you know, sometimes I hear a sad song and I love the melody. And I heard the other day, 4 a.m., what is her name? Fiona something. Anyways, the old me would feel into the song, feel every lyric, feel every heartstring in the song. And that feeling and the lyrics and the energy that you're giving into the song is like, it's creating the story in your life. Now I can hear the song and I'm singing it, but I'm happy inside. It's because the beliefs inside me have changed. So I can sing the song and I'm not feeding and feeling into the story and the words, right? So do you understand now? Everything is here that is either, and God is showing all of it to you, right? God, you are God. Within you is God. And so, and God, the creator of it all, the one that it's created this entire universe for you to experience, is giving you the answers always by guiding you either towards your desires or away from your desires. All of that is something that exists inside of you. You feel all of it inside of you. So when I woke up to the reality of all this, I distanced myself from the spiritual community. I stopped watching tarot. Years ago, I stopped watching tarot. I stopped listening to twin flame content. I stopped following people that were just continuously telling you the same story. I started to recognize that I was the cause and effect of it all. I took my power back. I took my power back. You take your power back in those moments and your life begins to change. It begins to change because you are the cause and effect. So I hope you guys that this message found you well. Again, I'm not trying to talk down on anyone who's in a spiritual, you know, on a spiritual journey, because I mean, this is all a spiritual journey, but what are you creating in your spiritual journey? Are you still seeking for the answers outside of you? Or are you recognizing that the spiritual journey is a journey of returning to the self, remembering who you are as the operant power of it all through God? As a co-creator here. And if any of you would like to invest in yourself and book a personal session with me for healing and self-mastery work, you can do that booking at feelswithmish.com. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day because you absolutely deserve it. Try and explain this to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain, it ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.